يضم سيو شاومي كورسبون تي يضم استابلي داف ميم دالت يجن يو شاومي عن داف قف خسم البيس عند المشنة ואז הלוכה ידבס. ארבעו אחים נשואים לארבעו נושם ומיסו ומונסה, הגודל שבהם מייבם את כולם, הרשוס ביודי. The four brothers are married to four women, and the brothers died. If the oldest brother wants, he may do yibim to all of them, as I'll explain. הינוסו לשתי נושם ומיס ביאסה וחליסוסה, של אחת מהן, פייטר סרוסה. The man was married to two women, and he died. Yibim או חליצה of one exempts the other. Haisa achas ksheira achas psula, im haya choyle, choyle se psula, im haya miyabim, yabim ksheira. If one yavama was ksheira, means to marry a kohen, and the other was psula, if he does chalitza, he does it with the psula, if he does yibim, he does so with the ksheira, if he wishes. The Gemara says, abo me'achim kule. Gemara explains, four of the brothers died, and if there were only four, no one remained to do yibim. The lama talasisa, Achin, Havian, Umesin, Train, Asa, Tiloi, Vonin, Astion, Vayin, Mesyabna, Kaimi, Rebbe, Amale, Rebbe, Ezo, Yabim, Amale, Leith, Bahaili. Behem, Omois, Kohada, Bahada, Anna, Mazainana, Yarchi. The case that occurred in which there were 13 brothers and 12 of them died without children. The widows wanted to do Yibim and came in front of Rebbe. He told the Yabim to do Yibim to all of them. He said, I lack wealth to support all of them. Each widow said, I will support the entire family 1 month of the year. Omar Uman Zain Ahu Yaucha Dibura. Amar Rebbe Anna Zainana Yaucha Dibura. Asale Yehoin Vez Azman Lohoin. Yavam asked, when there's a leap year, who will finance the added month? Rebbe said, I will finance the added month. He prayed for them to have children, and they left. Basa Talas Shinin Asun Teinin Talasin Veshisa Meinukin Asim Lakamna Lehen Koyme Dal. Delta the Rebbe, Sakima Amrile, Lara, Kaya, Zimeinukin, Bayan, Mishal, Mishlema. After 3 years, they came with 36 children, because each one gave birth each year, and stood in front of Rebbe's home. They told Rebbe that a village of children want to greet him. Oidik Rebbe, Min Kavsa, Bachamtun, Amalain, Ma Eskechain, Amrile, Anan, Bayan, Tesinon, Lan, Hahu Yarcha Debur, Yavloin, Hahu Yarcha Debur. Rebbe looked out of the window and saw them. He asked why they came, and they told him, we want you to give us food for the leap month. He gave them to them for the added month. Kiv, Vayashu Aron Hashem, Im Beis Eved Adoim, Vabeisoi, Shlucha Chadoshim, Vivach Hashem, Vagoyme, Vimav Yochu. The Gemara asks, it says, in the Pasuk in Divrei Yom, Aleph, and Perek Yigimel, Pasuk Yud Daled, and the Aron of Hashem stayed in the house of Eved Adoim, for 3 months, Hashem blessed him. How did Hashem bless him? The bonim, hadahu dechsev, kol eilem ibnei oved edoim, heima, ovneihem, vachiyem, ishchel, vatkech, la'avidet shishim, v'goyme, v'avas kochada, minhen, yalda, train, v'chol, yalcha. Yan says he was blessed with children, as the prophet said in Divrei Yom Aleph, in Pek, Chavrav, Pasuk Ches, all of these are of the sons of oved edoim, they and their sons, and their brethren, valiant men with strength for service, 62 to Eved Edoim. And we learn from here, each of his 8 daughter-in-laws bore 2 sons every month. Hakate said, Tmeya Shiva Vatara, Shiva the eldest, Tmeya Shiva Vatara, Shiva the eldest, Shisaser Vichol Yorech Vatalas Yorchin, Haboyim Vatamanya. How was this? 7 days she was Tmeya after giving birth to a boy, and 7 days she was Tahira, and at the end of those 7 days she gave birth. From all 8, he had 16 grandsons every month. For 3 months, this is 48. Vahu, Shiseshisa, Ha Chamshin, Varbo, Vatamunusayhoin, Ha Ashtin Vatre, Havahi Dechsev, Shishin, Ushnayim, Lovid Edom. Lovid Edom himself had 6 new sons in these 3 months. This made 54 in all, and his 8 married sons completes 62. And this is why it says 62 to Lovid Edom. Amabi Abu Azavza, Ksiv, and Nikrish may be so based for us now. Paif Shu Nitta Bachalitza Achas. The Abu Azavza said that it says in Dvarim Chofei Pasuk Yud, and his name will be called Nisol, based Chalitza now, the house of removal of the shoe. The house is permitted through one Chalitza, permits all the Tsaris, all the co-wives. Apa Via Kain, Chalitza Poita, Via Poita, Kumadat Amma Bachalitza, Kain, at Omer Bavir. And the same applies to relations, chalitza permits, and relations permits, just like you say about chalitza, one chalitza permits all the solos, so you say about bia. Umau lahawim, may one scheme, meaning the Yerushalmi holds that Shemeres Yavam to a koyim may eat truma, chalitza forbids all the widows to truma, and Yibram, with one, forbids all the others, may one refrain from doing either to permit all of them to continue having truma. Here we tell from Avi and Shev, called Yisrael, by Herim, the Gemara asked, didn't Rabbi Taufan, who was esteemed enough to be called the father of all Yisrael, didn't he act in this way? He was makabish 300 women in times of famine in order to feed them truma, even though he had no intent for nesuin. Then in Rabbi Taufan's case, each woman wasn't proper to eat truma before he was makabisha. Here, each one was proper to do yibum, and was most the way one may scheme. Yudan, Bei Rishmol, Avdin Le Kain, Yudan Bei Rishmol did so. And the next Mishnah, and that's Halacha Yud Gimel. Hamachze Eskushosay, Vanese Eschalutsosay, Vanese Eskravis Chalutsosay, Yotiv Avlad Mamza, to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, if one was Machze Gushosay, which means he remarried his ex-wife after she remarried to someone else, or married his chalutza, or kreivas chalutzase, which is one of her close relatives, he must divorce her and the child is a mamza. Rachachom ma'im ein avlad mamza, v'moidim b'neiseth kreivas kurushase, sh'avlad mamza. Rachachom say that the child is not a mamza, but they agree that if he married the relative of his ex-wife, then the child is a mamza. Rachachom says, v'chi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ha'machze es kurushase, v'sheniseth pasim en ha'kohana. Here, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that one who is machze kurushase, remarries his ex-wife, after she married someone else, he disqualified her from kohuna. Like after Einav Tzulam and kohuna, the Gemara asked, well, without remarrying her, is she not disqualified from kohuna because she was divorced? Ela Psula Melechol B'Truma. Rather, it means that she is disqualified from eating truma, means if she's a Bas Koyen, had she not remarried him, she would have returned to eat truma in her father's house. Rizera, Rizhiya, Meshem, Rabbi Yochanan, Machzik, Roshosai, Meshenises, Bitter, Ksheira, Lekohuna. They were quoting of Chia, quoting of Yerichan, said that one who was machzik rishosai, after she married someone else, his daughter is kasha to the kohuna. Ma'ataima, hita'iva, bein avlad te'iva. What's the reason? Because this is about machzik rishosai in the pasuk. In Zvarim Pek, Hoftala, pasuk Dalet, because she is a te'iva. And we learn from there, she's a te'iva means she's disqualified, but the child is not a te'iva.